You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankir Najula, and we're speaking to Manjot Mann, therapist and writer, and we're talking about a piece in her column, Ask Manjot, titled The World Feels Like a Rough Place. How do I move forward? There's a lot going on in the world, so how does one cope? It's fascinating, and I think one that many of us can relate to. Manjot, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
As I mentioned off the top, there is a lot happening in the world, and currently we are witnessing a war on our phones. I mean, how does that impact people seeing such graphic images?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, it's so unprecedented. Like, this is the first war that is quite literally being live streamed in many cases, right? And the impacts on our mental health are crazy, right? Like, people are feeling so much anxiety, depression, this sense of helplessness. And it's the question I get asked all the time, especially in therapy, is like, how are we supposed to function? Like, how are you supposed to go to work every day, maintain all your social connections while, you know, these horrible things are happening all the way across the world?
That's so true. And one thing you wrote in your piece is we don't know what's coming or what will happen with the war or life in general. But there's one thing that is certain about the future is that it's always been uncertain. Why is uncertainty so challenging for people?
Yeah, I think the more anxious we are in general, the more we want to control the things around us. And when the future is especially uncertain, we can't control anything, right? And that makes our anxiety so much worse. And I think the ripple effects of the war have really created a lot of uncertainty and anxiety for people, especially I think this generation, right? Like, we're seeing the impact of war firsthand. We understand what the ripples will be like later. We're also seeing a lot more things happening, right? Like, outside of the war, we've all now lived through a pandemic. You know, there's also so many other wars that are simultaneously happening in other parts of the world. So it's become a very overwhelming time for people.
Exactly. Having access to that information just really adds to it. And I know you stressed in your piece, you know, the importance of finding those pockets of joy. I mean, how important is it to do that?
Oh, I think especially considering the time we live in now, it is so important. You know, not much is within our control, but us knowing what our pockets of joy are and making sure we practice them each day and sit within those moments each day, that's within our control, and it's so important to do that now more than ever.
And I want to go into, you know, what are some things people can do to take care of themselves? And you made a couple of suggestions, and I want to go through them. And the first, which may seem obvious, but I think a lot of us don't do it, is to turn off our notifications on our phone. How does this help?
Yes, I think this is the suggestion I make the most that seems the most obvious, but it's always the hardest. You know, the red notifications, like, you know, when you have like a missed call or like messages, like, it's meant to incite something inside of our brain that tells us, like, pick up your phone, look at what that message is. And I think now more than ever, we need to turn off those notifications, because the more we look at our phone, the more we start scrolling or the more we start reading the news. And since everything is just at our fingertips now, that's going to heighten our sense of anxiety. So I do recommend, like, you know, pick one day to start with where you turn off your notifications for, let's say, like, 2 hours in the morning, right? And then slowly up that, like, do it every morning, maybe from, like, you know, 10 to 2, let's say you don't have your notifications on, and see how you feel. I have yet to find anyone, Mandarin, who has said that it was not a fun experience. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, most people report back and they're like, that felt great.
It's true. And you also don't realize, like, how much we are on our phones till, like, end of the week. It tells you your screen time and you're like, oh my goodness, I actually spend that much time on the phone. It shocks me every single time, especially for myself. So I also try to make it a point to kind of have those moments to just put the phone away. And kind of continuing into this too, I do feel like we live in a world where we kind of always want to be on top of what is going on. And one of the suggestions you made was to read the news only once a day and pick a time that is not right before bed.
Yes. You know, it's so common for us to, like, either pick up our phone right when we wake up or do it right before bed, right? And, you know, whether we're, like, scrolling through Instagram and getting our news that way or, you know, just reading the news app, like, that's the worst time we can do that because it really perpetuates that anxiety, especially if, like, before bed you're listening or reading the news and then you go to sleep, you've given your brain zero time to process any of that information, right? So you'll probably notice that you wake up more anxious. Maybe you don't sleep well. Maybe you feel like your brain didn't fully turn off while you were sleeping. So it is really important to pick a designated time. Make sure you stay within that designated time and make it like sometimes, you know, in the middle of the day where you have time to process everything you just read.
Exactly. And I find if ever there's the few times I try not to do it, but when I look at my phone just before sleeping, I'm like, this was a mistake. Because even that light, you know, it keeps you awake, yeah. Right?
It totally does. It's very stimulating.
It really is. So we have to take a break from it. Now, another thing too, right, because we are witnessing such just horrific things happening around the world, I think a lot of us think, okay, what do I do? How do I give back? How is kind of giving back a way to sort of help?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a common theme that has been coming up since the start of the war is a feeling of helplessness. And I think the best way to combat that is by giving back in some way, right? Because it can help us feel like we're not just passive bystanders, right? Like we're taking an active role in either advocating or donating or, you know, using our voice in whatever way we can. So I encourage people, like, find charities that you can donate to that are in line with your values, allow you to feel like, okay, at least I'm doing something. Sign petitions, start petitions, you know, pretty much anything you can do that can help you feel like, okay, I'm doing something during this very decisive time.
And another thing you suggested too was journaling. How does journaling help?
Yeah, I think journaling is, I know it's not for everyone, but it is a great way to just kind of let out all the anxiety, right? So in therapy, we talk about how anxiety is kind of like a noxious gas, right? It's inside of you, it's bubbling away, and we have to find a way to release it. And journaling, especially before bed or right in the morning, is a great way to release up like all of that anxious energy. And so it doesn't have to be pretty, you know, it doesn't have to, you don't need any journal prompts. I say just verbal diarrhea out whatever it is that you're feeling and just let it go.
No, there is something really nice about writing. And I feel part of it, too, is the fact that we live in this world where, like, we're always on our computers or we're typing something. But when you write, it feels like a whole different feeling. So I totally understand where you're coming from with that suggestion. Now, Manjot, you wrote a really nice line, and I'd love you to expound on it, which said, how you choose to move through the world in spite of everything, that is your superpower. That is what is in your control. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to instill some hope in the reader and remind them that, like, whatever it is that you decide to do to help you move through the world as we navigate all these crazy times, that is your superpower, right? Like, whether you decide to advocate or you, you know, make donations or whether you write, or whether you read, like anything to help you move through this time, that's what makes you special, right? Like we don't need to look and see what everyone else is doing because that creates its own sense of anxiety, right? Like focus on you, focus on what's filling your cup and know that that's enough.
Love that. Now, Manjot, if people want to access Ask Manjot, how can they?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Ask Manjot. The link in my bio will take you to all of my articles. And as always, I encourage readers to submit their questions.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. You take care.
You too.
We just spoke to Manjot Mann. She is a therapist and writer. And we talked about a piece in her column, Ask Manjot, titled The World Feels Like a Rough Place. How do I move forward? Stay with us here on Spice Radio 1200 AM. This is The Morning Buzz.